Hello, everyone. Welcome to your practice. So we'll take a couple minutes here to transition into this meditation together. So as always, allowing, and we begin with this sense of freedom to check in with your body. And are there subtle motions, subtle movements that would feel delicious to invite into your shoulders or your neck or your spine? And if you're already excited about, enticed by finding a comfortable shape in your body, of course, feel free to move into that. But we take this next minute of time to have this check-in with the body, with the heart, with our soul's desires of how we transition from whatever was happening in our lives to this space, this time of exploration, inner exploring and adventuring.
Muktva is a Sanskrit word that we're going to dance with a little bit. We're going to meditate with a little bit. Muktva means freedom. And what does freedom look like in a meditation for you? As if your body's relaxed and if you're released the weight of your body into gravity, letting go of all the things that you're holding subconsciously without realizing. We're holding worlds around our shoulders, in our bodies, in our breath, in our minds, holding so much up. So maybe if we could just try to welcome ourselves into a space of letting go and releasing the weight, the thoughts. Give ourselves a little room, a little space. And feel into this primordial urge, this native desire for freedom that we all have. It's like it sings to our bones. It's something we are so deeply familiar with. Freedom is non-negotiable. It's an unstoppable force that exists inside us. Each area of the body vibrates with a delicious energy. It has its own idea of freedom. The heart desires the freedom to feel powerful, for instance. Or your heart may ache to flow freely and to love deeply and unabashedly. Your root chakra, your sexual center, may want a certain kind of contact. One of the keys to a healthy meditation is to give yourself permission to feel all of who you are. So if you were to make a little space in this time, right now, and indulge and let yourself journey openly and freely into anything, any thought, any sensation, any impulse that your heart desires, that maybe you long for and you ache for. Give yourself complete freedom to let your mind wander and bring the memory of that that thing you desire, that feeling, that sensation, that love, that openness, the spaciousness. Feeling that in your body, in your senses, in your mind. Knowing that whatever it is that you're striving for on the outside, in your world, in your life, that inside, in this space, in this time, you're completely free to go, to be, to have, to hold. Whatever your heart and your senses ache for. It is like it's the most life-affirming way to meditate, because you can give in to your fantasies, your emotions. Give in to a thought that you may feel is ridiculous if you spoke it, but you can meditate on it. You can travel there. You can allow yourself the freedom. It's your private conversation. It's your inner conversation with yourself. Accepting this wild impulse and letting it permeate your body. Letting it settle inside you. Accepting an opening to it. Now, what's essential in this kind of an exploration is to know that you are safe, that feeling safe is essential and integral to going into those places of complete freedom with your mind and your body, your heart and your soul. Let any thought or emotion come into your mind without editing it or controlling it, or trying to fix it or change it. How delicious and delightful it is to have a safe space in your life, a sacred temple inside your soul, your spirit, your mind, and your private time with yourself, to just wander into the verandas and the corridors, the open spaces, the rooms that you have longed to visit in your memory, in your fantasies, in your deepest unmet or met desires. And then breathe with that. Let's breathe with that sense of spaciousness and openness. Let's breathe into that sense of freedom and permission. Ah. What I love about meditation is that I did not even realize that I had the freedom to do exactly what I wanted to do, to be exactly who I wanted to be, to feel what I wanted to feel. Why do we clip our own wings, right? It makes me wonder, it makes us wonder. But in our meditation, in this space and time that you've created and cultivated with us today, let yourself wander freely to the farthest edge of your imagination. Push as far into, as high, as deep below, into the depths, the heights, the space of where your imagination, your desires wish to travel. Give yourself the freedom, the permission to feel into that freedom. And then let your body just sink into your resting spot. With your exhale, let your body release. Let go. and just welcome this sense of lightness, weightlessness that you might be feeling now.
So let's linger here for another minute of time together. And as we did in the beginning of the practice, let's notice and be on the adventure of sensation of what is different or the same, what's circulating inside of this vessel, inside of your body. Are there areas of your body you feel that sense of lightness, that sense of freedom, that sense of flow? And how we can sense into the outline of our bodies in relationship to the space surrounding us, this environment that we find ourselves in today. And that gentle weave of outer environment and inner environment. As we make this slow transition noticing those sounds, and you might flutter your eyes open and closed, and that weave what's around you, what's coming next in your day, and what part of this adventure on freedom, this adventure of liberation and freedom, is there anything to weave into that outer environment, to plant a seed of taking with you into the rest of your day? And this reminder that whenever we are craving, moving towards our secret fantasies, that challenging conversation, that heartache, that we can go inside and allow for that to be felt and heard and seen. We create this safe, sacred place to experience all that is there, to let the floodgates open and to come back time and time again, to be in the experiment of how this might influence then how we are out there in the rest of our lives. What we learn when we give ourselves permission to be who we are, as we are. So let's delight in a breath together here to close our time. That sense of filling up that inner space with this breath in and that last time, the complete emptying out as we exhale. Arriving new to this day once again. Thank you so much for being here with us today. Tanya, any last words?
Thank you so much, Heather. I really felt like I traveled far. So far out, I felt I was finally back deep in my heart.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Tanya. See you next time. Thank you for being here with us. Be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast so you receive updates when new episodes are available. And if you loved this podcast and are listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, we would so appreciate you leaving a rating and review. All the reviews really, really help us to reach more listeners like you. Learn more about Tanya and her online offerings by following her Instagram account, TanyaKazi1. You can find me on YouTube. Search for Alter Movement Studio, where you can find a full library of free classes on instinctive meditation, breathwork, and mindful movement. Every Monday, we release a new class on YouTube, so be sure to subscribe in order to continue learning with us. Thank you so much for being here. See you next week.